Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 27th of January, and I'm recording at 9:38 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, well, a few frights here, particularly on Wall Street, but first let me start with the Asia Pacific markets here today. And Japan up another day quite strongly, 1.72% on the Nikkei 225. Similar moves for topics on the JPX Nikkei 400. Now, Japan's been a bit of a wallflower here for quite some time, but it's got that very big underlying trading range that it formed last year, not to be missed on the charts. And then it's got this current step just above that big trading range, as broke out to the upside, and then it's just been ranging in another relatively tight pattern overall, and it's moving back up towards the higher side of that pattern, and that raises the possibility that we're going to get an upside breakout in the not too distant future. And if that happens, even in an uncertain world, I would not be at all surprised to see quite a strong run. Okay, the China markets, which have been so firm generally, but took a bit of a breather in here today. The Hang Seng was down 0.4 of a percentage point, the Shanghai Composite nearly down 9 tenths of a percentage point. China Enterprise Index down a little bit more, 1.62%. However, Taiwan higher, South Korea also, Australia another good day here for Australia. It's played some impressive catch up in the last couple of weeks, a little overbought here in the in the short term. Sensex index up 1%. That's India, of course, and is the runaway leader. Just to give you an idea, the Sensex is currently up 10.62% in U.S. dollars for this year. So, closest challenger to that, well, the Shanghai Composite Index, or sorry, beg your pardon, the Shenzhen Composite Index. That's a very minor index, but it is up 8.5%. But the Shanghai Composite, which is really the more important one, is up 3%. The Hang Seng is up 5% on the year. Thailand up 7.39%. So some good gains here in the Asia Pacific region. And more markets up than down. It's really mainly China that was down today, and New Zealand down a little bit here also. Now, not so good thereafter, although Switzerland had a decent gains, up 3.1% overall on the year in US dollars. The European markets were mostly down, but mostly show gains overall for the year. But today the DAX is down 1.57%, the Euro Stoxx 50 down 1.22%. I think the concern here really is the Greek situation, because that's heading towards certainly a well, we'll see what it heads heads towards and how it'll actually be played out. Will the Greeks back down? Will the Germans back down? We will soon find out. I don't think it's a huge risk to the EU markets, but I think that there would be concerns over Greek pulling out of the euro, because then inevitably Portugal, Spain, Italy—you know—they'd all sort of be asking, "Well, would we be better off outside as well?" So I think maybe Germany might concede some ground, because it would like to keep those questions at bay. Okay, now Wall Street. Well, first it started with some bad earnings statements, or certainly disappointing earnings statements, which from some big companies, including Microsoft and Procter and Gamble, and a couple of other tech companies, and we had Wall Street down very sharply here today. It was down 2% at one stage. Regained about a third to a quarter of that move to the downside, but still down 1.65 for the Dow, 1.34 for the S&P, and down 1.89 for the Nasdaq composite indices. Wall Street's in the red on the year. Dow down 2.45, S&P 1.43, 1.15 for the Nasdaq Composite. So an underperformer here, and it's really when you watch Squawk Box, which I usually catch when I'm in my home gym in the morning. And I like to see what the headlines are. I like to see what the other markets have been doing. I like to see what people are talking about. But, the U.S. here is saying, well, we've got the best economy in the world, and we've got the best market in the world here overall. What's going on? Well, I can tell you exactly what's going on. First, it's been a bit pricey relative to other indices around the world. The strong dollar is a very big headwind, and if the Fed hasn't started to become a little bit anxious about that, I think they did today. And it's just been too big a move here overall. Now, yes, it came from a very, very low level, but it's the speed with which it has actually occurred, and that has eroded profits for a lot of these autonomies, which they have been earning and getting fat on over these in recent years, in other countries, in other currencies. So you've got that problem. And then the one that I've also mentioned on a number of occasions here, the energy situation. While the lower oil prices are bullish here generally for the U.S. economy, the benefits are widely diffused, and it takes some time for those benefits to come through. Whereas you get the scares earlier on, and there is a lot of equipment now on the sidelines in the oil drilling states. And of course, the sector accounted for, I think, 40% of capital expenditure last year. And so again, a lot of it on the sidelines here right now. So those factors are leading to a little bit of a sobering reassessment, and they're also affecting earnings for the U.S. market. All said and done, though, it is reacting from a somewhat overbought short-term technical position. All the indices are still to the left side of their rising 200-day moving averages, but they're ranging, and it wouldn't take too much for them to drop down and break the MAs, break the recent lows here. So a little bit of a nervous environment here overall. And the big storm that the big snowstorm, well, the New York City environment wasn't too badly affected, but that'll pare a little bit off GDP growth as well. A lot of flights canceled, number of people couldn't get to work, so on. Okay, let's see. Well, in government bonds, surprisingly, with that big weakness here on Wall Street, they didn't go down very much. A fraction lower at 1.81% on the U.S. 10-year. Now, what's interesting here in the oil, it's been quiet and ranging. Oh, the prices were higher here today. The WTI closed at 46. and that was up 85 cents. Now, it's yeah, I looked at that, it wasn't very long ago, but that's also that's come back down in after hours trading. It's currently 45.61, so it's pared back that gain. Brent presumably has come down a little bit as well, but was showing it on near the close at 49.24, up just over a dollar. But the interesting thing is, they've gone 11 days sideways in this little narrow range, and they were looking at the lower side of the range today, picked up from those lows. Big pardon. Yesterday they were looking at the lower side of the range, picked up from those levels here today, but this pattern would be breaking the consistency of the overall trend if it continued to move sideways. In other words, we've seen pauses on the way down of up to 10, 11 days, and then the decline actually continued. So here we are back in that same position. I would expect something to happen fairly soon. And there have been no upward dynamics, though, which it has to be said, and that supply is still reaching the market. Okay, what else? Precious metals, a little better in here today. Not much from palladium; it's virtually unchanged, 781 and change. The silver market, a little firmer. Here now, this is still trading after hours. So it's given up some of its earlier gains, but it's at $18.07. And platinum is at 1264 and change. That's up $9.30. And gold, steadiest of all here, it's at $1,292.53. That's up just over $11. And grains and beans, well, a little bit weaker in here once again today. So most of these commodities are still softer, but not the precious metals. Copper fell sharply in here today, back to the $2.46, and that's not far off the actual lows. So again, say this commodities mostly soft, but precious metals are regaining some of their haven qualities. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.